Okay, so I'm just apologizing up front. I haven't been able to charge my phone, whatever it is. There's a little problem with it. So if we get cut off, that'll be the end of the vibe. It should be enough for most of the time we have here, but I'm letting you know up front that if I get cut off, I'm sorry. I've got we should be able to get through, but if we don't, then I apologize, and hopefully next week will be better. Okay, this is kind of complicated. We said that there's seven reasons. Shiva tamim should be glolim oila avodas hashem mitoch. There's seven. We said there's the arousal that takes place, the avodas hashem that kicks in via a korasichlis or the avodas hashem, as a result of 1 second. The sichlis, that means the understanding that there's a koras atoiv and I need to be over somebody that I owe a debt to. There's a shibud. The other one is the avodas hashem that comes about through a anticipation of the reward and a fear of oinesh. We said there's seven advantages over the seichel than over the schav oinesh, even though we said that the seichel is very weaker sometimes than the arousal that comes from schav oinesh and schav tzipiyah l'schav v'pachad m'oinesh, because that's coming from the Torah. So we need both, but we'll see there's seven advantages that the koras sichlis has over the avodas hashem that comes from the schav oinish dynamic, which we said is from the Torah. Now, I'm not sure how many we did last week. If we started, yeah, we did the first two. The first one we says was because a person can do it. Wow, I don't understand what we said here. Just 1 second. You remember doing these last week? I remember finishing off. We did the first two, and I remember finishing off saying there's a little more odd mesubach, a little pashut.
It was interesting. It was you remember one part was you giving to Hashem, and that was very deep. It was beautiful. I think. You want to start? Do you want to go over the second part again, or you want to start from the third?
Yeah, I'd like to actually go back to the first and go through it quickly, if you don't mind.
Sure, go for it.
Then maybe do the third. It's the only way. Yeah, once a week is not enough. We have to try and internalize this. We have to do some chazoria. I'm having a look and I'm seeing the law. If I can't give it over to you in summary, that means I haven't got it. So then we have to do it again. Unless you want to give it over to me in summary, and then it means you've got it at least. I don't know. I need money.
Yeah, we can do it again.
Do it again, yeah. Okay. The time original is mifnei shebavoyde shehi toitzor shela yisoyres al yedei ha-Torah. The avoyde that comes about as a result of the arousal from the Torah. Efshe loy la'odem, la'asei so'yitzim mitoy kavon l'shem shemayim. The person can do it with the kavon of being l'shem shemayim, ve'ef shelo gam la'soisim b'teich kavon yoshel tzvius ve'his pa'arut. To get kedai la'asik shevach for kovod min b'nei adam avu avadoisoi. In order to get praise and honor from other people, that means you can do it l'shem shemayim and you can do it l'shem kovod. Shereis v'shereis avadoisim v'besas alatik. The arousal that comes from the Torah, this is the yisod that has to be driven in. The arousal that comes from the Torah is based on anticipation of scha and fear of oynish. So he could think to himself like this. At the end of the day, why am I doing this? To kabel scha. Well, what does it make if I get the schar from Hashem? Well, get it from other people giving me kovod and praise. That's the problem of the arousal from Torah. It opens you up to an attack from the Yetzer Hara, that since the basis of this Aveda is based on the foundation, the root of it, Ischava Oinesh, so then now the Yetzer Hara would attack you with the following time and say, listen, anyway, you're getting a reward. Bein kach or bein kach, you're getting a reward. It says, Maich pat lecha, where the reward comes from. What do you care who's signing the check? So what about the, if in the Torah the Yetzer Hara is attacking me with Kruma Svaras, so then the Avodah, how does the Avodah through the Misoira, through Seichel, how does that give me an advantage? So he says that's Yoichel Yois Rak Avodah Miyuchedus L'Shem Shemayim, that can only be L'Shem Shemayim. V'yoichelim L'Sarev Bo Shum Tzvias V'ziyuif Shal Kavonas Hisvasus B'nei Acherim. There, it can only be L'Shem Shemayim. There is no entry point for the Yetzer Hara to come with a mixture of a tain and telling you that hey, you should do this for being to get praise and to try and impress other people. Because the reason why you're doing it al pisaychel is not because of schav oinesh, not because oh well I'll do this I'll get reward, if I don't I'm going to get punished. It's not based on that. It's based on the shibud that your seichel tells you, you machayev. The person that helps you and does for you and does chesed for you, when you go help him, you're not doing it because you're anticipating anything. You're doing it because your seichel machayevs you that there's a debt here that you're obligated. Therefore, there's no room for getting muddled up and say, well, anyway, this is not the shem shemayim, and anyway, I'm getting schar. So yeah, I'll get different kind of schar. You're not doing it to get schar. You're not doing it to get anything. You're doing it to pay back a debt. So there's no Pesach for the Yetzer Hara to come in. That's the first one. The second one mipnei shebevoedas Hashem shitotso shelo isoiras al yedei Torah me'achas shinovas mitoch tzpil eschav pachad me'oinesh. Again, the basis of the arousal that comes from Torah is based on the anticipation for schar and the fear of oinesh. You don't do it with your full koiches. This is a chiddush, by the way. I would have thought not like this. Since it's coming from the seichel, it can only come from his nabdus hanefesh. His nabdus hanefesh is an altruistic giving. It flows out of the seichel. What's mechaiving you to be over the Hashem is your seichel. So when the seichel mechaives you, this flows out of a giving, of knowing that I have to pay back. I've got to give. Mitoch ritzoin ha-tov lishtadl b'kol yecholta bislavus gedoyle b'avoydus ha-elokim l'man shmo yisparach. So since your seichel's mechaving to do this, you've worked at this, you've owned it. It's your internal appreciation of what you're chayv to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you won't settle for second best. You'll put all your koiches into it. When you've thought about how great Hashem is, when you think how almost transcendent he is, shara nefesh einu mitnadeves lavoides Hashem. The nefesh only serves Hashem if it's been persuaded before. The nefesh doesn't wake up and serve Hashem. It does when it's persuaded before, when it has logical reasons to go do it. When it has that, it does it to the full. Because what does he get for the avoider that he does, is that Hashem will be very happy with him. There's a taninya, there's a kolkach, hurts the head thinking about what he's talking about. Yeah, this is the Rishon is able to pack so much in here. You get a feeling, there's so much here. But the bottom line is when you recognize why you're serving Hashem and you recognize and you've worked through and you understand it, so, and you understand who it is that you're serving, so then you're not going to be limited. I'm not too sure why because of Shavonish, but I mean, we see that MSA Latzma, it's true. We don't serve Hashem b'chol yochol to, in anticipation for the reward and the fear of the Oynish. We see it in Metzias. Well, why it should be that way, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. If I'm getting a reward, I'll put all my koiches into it. If I'm not, I'm just trying to make Hashem happy. So Hashem won't be so happy. What's the problem? I mean, you can hear the opposite thought as well. So I don't know what's behind that. I mean, it's too deep for me, this. But the bottom line is that when you're doing it from your seichel, you're doing it because you want to give Hashem that pleasure. You want Hashem to be happy with you, to be merutza. So you put all your koiches into it. Because why are you doing this? Because your seichel tells you this is it. Hashem came when it's coming as an external force. It's coming from something outside of you. So there's room to be a little bit mediocre. That's what we saw last week. Okay. The first one I think I understand a little bit better. The second one is still a bit rough at the edges for me. V'atama shlishihu. Mipnei she'avoyde she'irak toitso shelis oiris al yedei ha'toyre mitbateis yoyse al yedei kiu maisim toivim ba'avorim. Ka'asher al yedei avoyres elokim tzfuna b'leiv. Once again, he's making an observation. You can take it or leave it. This is what he says. The avoider that comes about as a result of this oiris from the Torah expresses itself more in the kium of mitzvahs, maisim tovim, be'avorim. External expressions of chesed, of doing good, of tzedakah, of doing the mitzvahs with the guf, with the avorim, with the limbs. Vashele avoides elokim tzfuna b'leiv, as opposed to the avoides Hashem that is lurking, that is hidden in the heart. He says here in the paslechem is because after you're doing the avodas Hashem only in order to kibble schar and to save yourself from punishment, you're not shalom with avodas Hashem. If they would take away the schar and the oynish, your avodas Hashem would look very, very fragile. What's driving this is not the avodas Hashem. It's something external. It's forcing you to avodas Hashem because you want something. If he could get the reward without the avoider, he would be very happy to get it. We see that all the time. Avodah Zorah, we see all sorts of false promises of schar that take people away from avodas Hashem. Because I go where the buck is. I want mal for my buck. But I'm a reminder, who pays the buck? V'sha'ein Cain, when somebody's serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of his own appreciation of what Hashem's done for him and recognize the godliness of Hashem and recognize there's a shibud, yeah? So then he's not just doing external manifestation doing the mitzvahs. He's going to start getting involved in the chayva of the mind, of starting to get involved in the internal avoidance Hashem as well. V'sha'ein Cain, if there's no, you know, if it's about schav oynish, I did what I have to do. You know, I put on tefillin and I blew shofar and I ate matzah. I'm doing what I have to do. I'm a good religious Jew. Aval, the inner world stays empty. There's nothing there. There's no avoider whatsoever in the recesses of his heart. So that's the third advantage that the arousal through the seichel has over the arousal through Torah. And we see this bevust. There are many people that, you know, they're keeping Torah, they're keeping mitzvahs or whatever, and you just don't resonate with them. You recognize that there ain't no mila the bed. There's no one to talk to. There's just no one to talk to. Because they're going through the motions of keeping the mitzvahs because they want to get tzaddik, they don't want to get oynish, and they're going through the mitzvahs, but they don't learn musa, they don't work on the inner world, they don't develop the neshamas, they don't develop the keshua, the kodesh baruch hu. You feel that there's something missing. So you can just give me 1 second.
Jonathan, how's everything going?
Thank God, it's going. Trying to juggle having a new baby at home, but thank God he's well and he's back. And yeah, Baruch Hashem. Usual the challenges of love. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Is that your first child?
Sorry about that.
No problem. Thank God it's a fourth, Eli.
Jonathan, you after the bris?
Thank God that I didn't even get a headspace to tell anyone. But last week, Thursday, was the bris.
Mazel tov. That's so wonderful. I just remembered Baruch that. Hashem. I was waiting for a bris.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem is doing good on my. Thank you.
The Korosh Shmoy B'Yisrael?
Azi Simcha.
Sorry, what?
Azi Simcha. Ein Zalit. Zain Yud. I know. You would think it's a nickname, but it's actual name. Azi Simcha. Yeah?
Very nice. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Tiskul God l'toyr l'chup l'mayasim tovim.
Amen. Thank you.
Zach, zach, nachas. Oh, okay. I'll have to come visit him sometime. He's a grandchild of mine, this kid.
Nah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Sorry about the interruption, but it was worthwhile because it was... It made me remember that there's a bris there. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting old. All right. Fine. So, and he's home. Everything's fine, eh? Oh, Hashem.
Thank God. Thank God.
Okay. So, where are we holding? Mashallah, where is it? Okay. Vatama Revihu, the fourth reason. The avoider that comes as a result of this Torah is like a hagdoma, an introduction to the avoider that flows out of the havonos of the seichel. And the moshel is, I see that you plant in the ground. Let's see what he means with this. We'll try and understand. Hatoele sheyesh lavoid zu mi'atoyrah, doime letoele sheyesh la'adama mi'ha'ibud. The benefit of the avoider that comes from the Torah is like the benefit that there is to the ground from the ibud, from the preparation, the plowing, the getting ready for the land. Hacherisha v'hanikui, plowing and cleaning the land, preparing the land to plant the seed, that's like the benefit you get from the avoider through Torah. It's like preparing the ground. Ha'ezra she'elokim mesaya le'odom, the assistance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person ba'avodoy, so in his avoider, that's like the rain that irrigates the land. What's the goal of planting, the purpose of planting the seed in this ground is that the ground should produce something that's going to grow and sprout. So too, the Ikka, the real purpose of Avodas Hashem Anoivas Mitechis Oiras Aledea Toiruhu, in the same way, that's the Moshel, okay? The Moshel is the ground and the rain, that's the Siyata Dishmaya you get, and the goal is that the ground will produce whatever it is that you've planted. So what's the Nimshel? Shetishtaresh Belevavois Avodas Elokim Shetasarak Laman Shmois Baruch. That the Zoris from the Torah is like getting the ground ready. But where do you want to get to? You want to get to the fact where the lathe is taking root, that the reason why you're doing the avoider is only Laman Shmo Yisparach. It's Kuru L'Shem Shemayim. Lo L'Shem Kebal Escha, V'lo Mitoich Pachet Me'oinesh. You're not doing it because of the Schar V'Oinesh. You need that step to get you to the place where you will do it, L'Shem Shemayim. Kamo She'izhiru Chazal, Al Tiyeh Kavodim HaMishtamshim Esarav HaMadhas HaKabal Pras. Don't be like those Avodim that serve the master in order to get a prize, to get reward. Elayu Kavodim HaMishtamshim Esarav Shalom HaMadhas HaKabal Pras V'yeh Moire Shemayim Aleichem. Don't do it like those servants are serving the master because they want to get reward. Do it for those that are serving Hashem, they're serving the master not to get a reward. And the awe of Shemayim shall be upon you. That's the Mishnah. So if there's so many advantages to being Eved Hashem through the Seichel and not through the Torah, so then just do the Seichel and Tazov the Torah. Where we said right in the beginning, the Seichel is very weak. It needs these orders from the Torah. In what way? The same way is you want the land to produce the goods, but I'm after the goods. I'm not interested in the land. I need the land because without the land, I can't produce the goods, but I want the goods. So then you need the Hakdama, the preparation through serving Hashem through Schavo Enesh. But the goal is to bring you to transcend that and go into a place where you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. I think the Rambam says that in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Tes in Hilchos Tshuva, he says there that you shouldn't serve Hashem in order to get reward and in order to avoid punishment. That you should serve Him because it's the emes, it's the truth. Lots of chibud you can alosh on there. But then he kind of gives a heter to do it because of schav or einesh until you grow up and you mature and you become an adult, and then you should avoid doing it for schav or einesh. You only do it because you do the emes because it's emes. It's the same thing, yeah. You need the law lishmo, but the law lishmo comes from this oris to Torah. Without that, you wouldn't get to the seichel. So that's why you need to get through that first. Where did the kamosha do things, yeah? The Malekit just says, I'll just maybe read through it. It's to put the marshal a bit into place. He says, Mushula Lagarian has a Ruab Adama. The marshal of these two, that's interchanged, the interaction between the arousal that comes through Torah and the arousal that comes through Torah and the arousal that comes through Seichel, is like a seed that you plant in the ground. And the goal is to produce produce, whatever you're planting, you want a crop. So too, the goal of Avodas Hashem through this Oris of Torah is to produce Avodas Hashem Amitis, genuine Avodas Hashem, whatever that is. You want it to bring you to the Akoras HaSeichel. And it must come from your own inner world. Hanasis lishmoy yisporach. Like we said, the reason why you're being Eved Hashem because of the Torah, because of the Schav Enish, is not because of that. You want to go beyond that and you want to do it because of Hashem. Kumo shibud ha'adama machshir esel atzmich es agarin ha'tev. The way that the plowing and the cleaning and the preparing the land enables, prepares the tzmicha of the seed good. Kain machshira teres leiva adam laveres Hashem mitocha koras sichlis. It means, even though we said there's a major advantage of Torah over seichel, and now we're seeing this major advantage of seichel over Torah, you can't get to seichel unless you go through the Torah. That's what we said earlier. If the seichel is so poshut, what I need Torah for? Because you have to go through the Torah, you have to prepare the ground in order to get to that higher level. You have to first serve Hashem through Yireh in order to get to serving Hashem through Ava. You can't start with Ava. If you think you're doing it like that, you're fooling yourself. You have to go through the Yireh, but you don't want the Yireh for itself. You want the Yireh as a stepping stone to the Ava. So too, yeah, you want the arousal of the Schav Oinesh, but you want it to bring you to the Lishmo. Moshe Geshem. The same way that the rain enables the seed to sprout and enables the land to produce what's going to sprout out of the seed. So too, you'll get enormous siyata d'shmaya. If you set out on this journey, you'll get siyata d'shmaya to be able to get to that level. So you start first serving Hashem lo lishmo, you're doing it because of schav o'enesh. It's not where you want to get stuck. You want to get to the Yisoiris through the Seichel. But without the Yisoiris through Torah, the Yisoiris from the Seichel is going to come out skew. When I first met Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal, I was in Osamayach when I was just starting out. So no one wants to go sit and learn in yeshiva, you know. I had a good life. I was footloose and fancy free. It was because I sitting in yeshiva and, you know, whatever. It didn't exactly sound that appetizing. But I understood that, you know, I had to learn about Hashem and I had to find out about his Torah. So I'd learned enough already to know that that's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu didn't stand at Mount Sinai and get a Torah. He worked it out by being misbehaving in the Bria. He went and he analyzed and looked at the Bria and whatever. And that's what he did. So I'll stop simple. What I have to come to Yeshiva for? I'll go sit on a mountain somewhere and I'll meditate on the Bria like Avram did and I'll come to a Korah of Hashem. So he didn't like, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this now. I was talking to Rav Simcha Zatzal. I don't know why, whatever, you know, didn't appreciate what it was.
That's a great question.
Yeah, so listen to the answer. So he smiled at me with those like piercing blue eyes that like Mamash smiled at me and he said, "You're out. You're right, it is possible." He said, "The only problem is until you've learned how to think properly and look at the Bria properly, if you would start meditating on the Bria to discover the Torah, you'd come to the conclusion that you descended from a monkey." He said, "You first have to get a Shiva to learn how to be Sboinen in the Bria, and then you go be Sboinen in the Bria, and yeah, you'll come to Torah. But that you have to get a Shiva for a few years first," he told me. So that was the trap set. Okay. It was many years ago, and I'm still trying to figure a way out.
got you.
Anyway, no, just the way he said it was just so beautiful. It was filled with so much love, whatever, you know, like, yeah, you're right. Go sit on a mountain and meditate. He said, "But I promise you, you'll come to the conclusion that you descended from a monkey because you don't know how to think properly yet. Go learn how to think properly and then for sure." Yeah. And that's what he's saying here as well. You need the Torah to teach you how to come to this. Prepares the ground for avoidance Hashem lishmo. But so why don't you just start with the lishmo? That's like trying to grow seeds. Let's hang the seed in the middle of the air and expect it to sprout. No, it needs the ibud adama first. Okay, I think that's clear. Okay. Okay, the next one is a long shtickel. Chamishi is very long. It's already 29 past, so let's stop there. Chamishi is a whole avoider. Okay, we managed to get 3 and 4 done today. It's not bad. Let's make a note here that we're up to 5, so that next week we don't mess up. Beseder. Eddie, I'm going to forget. I just want to tell you now, I can't give share on Friday morning. I have a family bar mitzvah in the Americas of the country, and I have to be there at 9:30 on Friday morning. If you can imagine what that means to me.
Mazel tov.
Amen. I'm not sure if it's a bar mitzvah or a bar aveira. I'm not exactly sure which one it is, but anyway, I have to be there. And it means, you know, my Friday sleeping, you know. Anyway, whatever. I have to have a nights on Friday and I have to be on the road then. So I'm not gonna I'm gonna forget to tell you. If you just remind me, please, just to let Shmuel know as well.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll send him an email now.
Shkoch Godel, thank you so much. Take good care. Yonas and Azach Nachas.
100%. You too. Take care,
Mazel Tov. Shalom.